Blog Talk Radio.
Bat me nasi o diskom. Me nasi we o me take up this. O me get this. This is come up and the worst number that say it on. Oh, nobody know. Who it is?
Thank you.
Where is she? Where is she? You said, well, what did she want me to get you now? No. Let me get home over that.
What happened?
No. No one that will come down, that me can go back.
You want us to come down?
No one go back on this, the land, the gym.
Oh, God. You back? I don't know, what did you press, Mama? It just disappeared, so?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. It's Black Talk Radio. And she's on the, hold on. Okay, so she gets it. But you want this to close?
No, not close. Yeah.
but this. This thought.
The line open. Are you going to mute it?
Nope.
Are you?
Wait.
Sister Powell, I just want to give God thanks that I was able to be here with my brothers and sisters this Thursday. And we know we have a late start because here we have 7:38, but God is good. He said, "Where two or three gather together doing the things concerning his will, he is in the midst," so I know he is here with us. So, my dear beloved, now is the time we're going to open our session with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to give you thanks and praise for the privilege that we can meet at this forum, in this forum. We want to give you thanks. We want to give you praises. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for our brothers and sisters who join. Help us, Lord, that this evening, our Health Reform Thursday, that your presence will be within us. Help us, Lord, to know that you promise us that you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. So we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for traveling mercies. We want to thank you for your protection. And we want to thank you for your care. In Jesus' loving name we pray. With thanksgiving, amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved. Now is the time as we open our this session. You know, we have to open our session with the Word of God. And our scripture for our scripture readings coming from Genesis 1:29-30. And I'm going to open the first line here asking, my dear beloved, if you want to read Genesis 1:29-30 for me, and another person can read 3 John 1-4. So now the line is open for our scripture reading. 985-232. Your line is open. Please, if you could read the scripture first, scripture passage. Genesis 1:29-30. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Genesis 1:29-30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got your sister Brenda?
I'm getting it.
Oh, okay.
Genesis 1:29. Okay, I got it. And God says, behold, I have given every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of the tree bearing seed, to you it shall be for meat. 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to every thing that creep upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
All right. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading the first scripture for us. And the second scripture. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for reading. And the second scripture is taken from 3 John. So I will open this line, 843. What am going on here? 843-206. Would you like to read the second scripture for me, please?
Oh, yes. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell, Sister Clemito. Amen. God bless. How are you? The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Verse 3. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for reading the scripture, and Sister Brenda. God is telling us, you know, he has shown us what he has given us for our food, and he is also care for us, that when we accept the truth, we can be able to share it. You know, it said, beloved, I prayed, right? Help. This is the health principle, right? So we can see that the health principle is a part of the Bible, in which the Lord said in 3 John 3, that Sister Leo, Sister Tamika just read a while ago, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in good health, just as your soul prosper. So God wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health, and he wants us not only to be doers, hearers, but he also wants us to be doers, right? So we can see that the Bible rates health right near to the top of the list of the list that it is important. A person's mind and a person's spiritual nature and body are interrelated and interdependent. What affects one affects the others. If the body is misused, if the mind and the spiritual nature cannot become what God planned, they should be, and you won't be able to live an abundant life with John. And we can find that in John, as we read a while ago, John, for 3 John, and we can also find it in John 10:10. So our health is very, very important to God. And God wants us to be in good health. And he also said to us, you know, when he gave us the health principle to his people, he said the law command, the law, as he gave us the 12 law of health, right? He gave us the law of health, his command it to us to observe all the statutes, to fear the Lord, our God, for our good always. He might preserve us alive. And we found that in Deuteronomy 6:25, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water,
and I will take sickness away from the midst of you, Exodus 23:25. So we saw that God is so interested about our health. And brothers and sisters, as we know that we have a loving Father who provide, prepare all these benefits for us. And now as we will read, I will just read the last scripture, and then we will go into our 8 laws of health: nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, air, rest, and trust in God. So I will read to you. You're hearing Revelation 22, verse 1 to 2, to wrap up our scripture reading. It's stated here, my dear beloved, you know, and he, Revelation 22, 1 to 2, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the Lamb of throne of the God. Now, throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruits every month for the healing of the nation. So we saw, as we heard, as we listen, as we read, what God has promised us from the beginning, the tree of life with the leaf and the herb. And he also told us in his word in Revelation that one day soon and very soon, my dear beloved, we all will enjoy the tree of life once more. We will be there to pick and to eat off the tree of life with the 12 manner of fruits that will bear every month, and also the leaf for the healing. So as we read all these scriptures, we know that our loving God had have planned for us. He had prepared provision for us. So all we have to do is to trust him, so that on that great day and that great get up morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, that and we who are alive on this earth will enjoy the beautiful creation that God has given unto us, and we will sit at the table and enjoy everything with us. So, my dear beloved, this is the time I am going to start open the line. And first, I just want to thank everyone on Advent Light who had lifted me up in prayer. God is so good. Last Thursday, I was not here with you guys. I went and do the surgery Thursday. So Thursday night, when I came back in, I was out. I was just relaxing and resting. But I know my dear Heavenly Father had carried me through the surgery. He was there with the surgeon on earth. He was the great physician in the case. And I can tell you, my dear beloved, I did not know anything until when I woke up, I found myself rejoicing and giving God thanks for a very successful surgery. So I just want to let everyone know on the line how much I appreciate the prayer. And I am still in healing, but you know what? God have allowed me that I can come still to sit down to open the line this evening. So thank you for prayer, and continue to pray for me that God will do his full healing process, because his work is out there to be done. And dear, my dear beloved, just while I were here opening the line this evening, my dear grandson Alex came up. And you know what? We had saw he is on the line. And dear brother, I'm asking you all to pray for that little young man. He had gone through so much things. And the enemy is really trying, because the enemy doesn't want to see his young people successful. And, you know, we're asking for prayer for him. I did not get the full story, but I will try to get the story. But I'm just asking you all, because you guys was a big support of Alex Nation with Grandma Powell and doing the project, the Williams family, and we had done a successful job.
each and every one of us on this line. And you guys were praying and praying and praying. And we saw that the project was completed and the people move in. And, you know, even young Ricardo, the little boy, is doing very good. He's going to school, and he's supposed to be going to the eye doctor next 2 weeks. So we're asking you all for continued prayer for him. So, my dear beloved, I am just going to open the line to you that you all can share. But before that, my dear beloved, I just want to thank Sister Carla, you know, for bringing in and giving us these wonderful quotes, Lord, each Thursday about the health reform and what God is expecting upon us. And you know what? We have to read few verses, few lines of these to know that we appreciate what she has been doing. And these quotes help us in our daily life so that we will grow daily and able to share God's word. So it is confession of sin. As we know, that diseases is all over the place, rampant in everyone. And we do know that is because of sin. And the biggest thing that they are sharing now, the world is sharing, that, you know, diseases and all these things is caused by our diet, what we are eating, what we are putting in our system. So the world is coming out with that. But God has given us this years about, you know, the things that we should be putting into our body. So we're going to read something about confession this evening of the quote of sin, because sin is, the wages of sin is debt, right? And we know sin is the cause of all these things. It said, to those who desire prayer for their restoration to health, it should be made plain that the violation of God's law, either natural or spiritual, is sin, right? So when we violate God's law, we know that is sin, and that is where the diseases come in. And that in order for them to receive his blessing, sin must be confessed and forsaken. So this evening, my dear beloved, any one of us here is on the line who have sin in our heart with our brother, with our sisters, with our cousins, with our neighbors. You know, we before us to be healthy and for us to receive God's blessing, we have to confess them and forsake them. It said the scripture bids us confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. And we found that in James 5:16. And to everyone asking for prayer, let thoughts like these be presented. We cannot read the heart or know the secrets of your life, and they are known only to yourself and to God. And if you repent of your sin, it is your duty to make confession of them. Sin of a private character is to be confessed to Christ. So anything that is private, you put it to Christ, and the only mediator between God and man. For if any man sin, we have an advocate, which is the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And we found that in 1 John 2:1. And every sin or offense against God and is to be confessed to him through Christ, right? So we know that Christ is able to do all things. So thank you all these readings, Lord, and these promises to us. We are asking the Lord to help us that we can carry it through. Thank you for listening. And now is the time, my dear beloved. We know that you guys have been using some natural remedy during the throughout the year and even now. So now is the time for my brothers and my sister to be sharing some of the things and with your praise report and your prayer request. Now I'm going to start open the line. So the first line I will open is 985-232.
welcome to Advent Light. Can you tell your name and where you are calling from? God bless. Your line is open, 985-232. Your line is open. If please to check your phone if it's done.
It was muted. Good evening, sisters and brothers. Hold on.
It's Brother John. Hello to everyone. I'm from Louisiana. And I just want to thank God for looking over us, taking care of us all the time as usual. And I feel a faith, you know. A lot of things been going on, and I've been holding on, just keeping my belief in God and everything. And like I said, we're really nothing without faith, you know. You got to have the faith and the belief to know that things are going to be better as life goes on. We're going to, like I said, take care of ourselves. And like I say, eat healthy and drink healthy, things like that. And keep on learning as much as we can learn. We'll never say, really learn enough for like that in the Word of God. And there's almost always something else, something new to continue learning and sharing and things like that. So I just gonna keep on keeping on in God's name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Brenda. Sister Brenda.
Amen.
She's getting our scripture together. Here she goes.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just thank God to be on here one more time. Thank him for his grace and mercy that brought us through last night. And we just so thankful to be on the prayer line every chance we get. We pray and study and lift up the goodness of God because he first loved us, and we know we love him too. And because, you know, he gave his son for us so that we can be, forgive us some of our sins, something like that. I can't say it, but anyway. God, we know God is a good God, and he loves us. And we know that what we have to do, we have work to do, Lexus, and we have to do it daily. We have to do it, help tell somebody about God. We got to tell them what he did for you. If it's something nobody know, and we need to just share. And love one another. Just pray for one another. Let me read this little prayer I have. Dear God, we are thankful for your friend you have given us and your honor to care for them as Jesus cared for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So this
amen.
Is what I'm talking about. We just want to thank God. I just ask for prayer for my family. I've been like family on and off the prayer line. And Sister Power Mission. And we want to pray for, let me see, what Alex Nation and her grandson and everybody else that's standing in need of prayer. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming and sharing what God has been doing to you, and that you have been sharing the love of Christ to others. And you know what? That's what the Lord wants us to do, to continue to share, continue to show, continue to give praises and to bring honor to his wonderful name. I want to thank you again, my dear beloved. Okay. Well, 423-635. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Welcome again on Advent Life.
Good evening, Sister Powell. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sister Carlo. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. As I was outside picking stuff for my salad, peppermint, the nasturtia plant, the basil, and the thyme for my salad for tomorrow, I heard you open my line, so I had to rush in. Just giving thanks to God. Because he's good and he's worthy to be praised. And I thank the Lord for keeping you. And as I thought about you today, I said, okay, I have to call Sister Powell, check on her. Elder Richardson called me. I was busy, but then I got busy outside in the yard doing a lot of things. I was off today. But I just thank the Lord for his provision, his saving grace, his mercy, his love to each and every one of us. And brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you to get prepared. Because we're going to, the time of trouble is starting, and we have to be prepared. Sometimes we can talk and know what is coming upon us, but until it's dear, then our action, we'll see the action, but we have to make provision. So this is the time to, you know, pray, afflict your soul, get your house in order, be able to plant and garden or start or practice where you are in pots or whatever it is. So that when you can't get food or get those necessities that you need to eat, that you will not compromise your soul and sell your soul for a morsel, you know, a piece of bread or for food. So we have to prepare. I want to talk about water, which is very important in our body. Excuse me. And it said, what does water do for you? What does water do for you besides quench your thirst? It says it's needed by the brain to function, for the functioning of hormones and neurotransmitter. It regulates the body temperature, the sweating, and the perspiration. Water acts as a shock absorber for brains and spinal cord. It also converts food to components needed for survival and for digestion. Water lubricates the joint. Many people that have arthritis and different aches and pains and stuff is because they're not drinking enough water, or even headaches. They're not having enough water to lubricate the joint, so the joint gets stiff and it starts hurting, cause inflammation. Also, water is used for components of the most of the body parts. So most of our body parts use water. Flush the body waste, mainly in urine. Allow body cells to grow, produce, reproduce, and survive. And it keeps glomerular membranes moist. And it's a form of saliva to aid in digestion. And we lose water through our eyes when we go to the bathroom, through our skin when we sweat, through our nose, through our mouth. So those are the ways we can lose water. But in order to put it in, it's through ourselves, you know, through a bath, or also by drinking it. Those are the ways to put it in. So there's more ways to lose it. And then ways of it entering the body. So just want to encourage my brothers and sisters to drink your water, because it is needed for the body to function properly. So God bless. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for joining us, and that you are hearing about the garden. We're trying to get Brother Elder Richardson from I think from last week, and you know I can't get him. Sister Paul, I don't know if his number is changed, but after I will call and ask you to give me his number if it is a new number. But my dear beloved, thank you, Sister Carlo, for sharing about how important, you know, and that is one of the 8 laws of health that God has given unto us. right? Nutrition, exercise, right? Nutrition, exercise, water is the third one in the out of it, the top level. So it is very important for us to take our water, to drink enough water so that we will be able to be healthy, you know, because without water, our body cannot function. So I just want to thank you, my dear beloved, for that. Yes, I'm going down the line, down the list with the names. Call, you know, because we are here this evening to give praises to God. All right. 518-650, your line is open. Can you tell your name where you're calling from?
Thank you to support for opening my line. I'm calling from, my name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. And I just want to thank God for his keeping care, for his tender mercy, for waking me up this morning, carrying me to work, and bringing me back so that I can come on this prayer line. I just want to give him all the thanks and all the praise. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, I use the turmeric, the ginger, the lemon, a little cayenne pepper, garlic, onion, and I blend them together, put them into a bottle, keep them in the fridge, and every morning I drink like a teaspoon.
Mm.
That is my remedy.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Please pray for me and my family. And I just want to sing my song. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be whole. Be thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee, pure woman, changeless be, a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away. Nor let me ever stray from thee aside. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth me neither slumber nor sleep. Lord is my keeper, Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. The Lord shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and forevermore. O Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thank you for your keeping care, Lord. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for all you have been doing. For all of us, from we were born until this moment, O God. And as we come on this line this evening, to give you thanks for your many, many blessings towards us. We just lift our hearts heavenward, O God. Help us to forget about the things of this life. Because there is nothing good in this life but sin, shame, and disgrace. So Lord, we come boldly before the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy, O God, and find strength to help in time of need. God, we give ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, O God, holy and acceptable unto you. use our reasonable service. So, God, anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Oh, God, create in us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, O God, and uphold us with your free spirit. We are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed. By your compassion fail not. It is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, we come to give you all our sin, O God, and all our shortcomings. Everything that we have done wrong, oh God, we are asking you to forgive us. Hold us and fashion us into your likeness and make us into what you want us to be. Lord, we give our grandchildren, our children, and all our family members we put before you this evening. We are asking you, oh God, to build an hedge around them and to keep them from all unrighteousness. Help us to trust you with all our heart, oh God, and to lean not unto our own understanding. But, Lord, in all our ways, help us to acknowledge you, because you will direct our path. O God, use our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. So, Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to lean on you. Help us to call upon you, O God. Help us to be obedient so that we may eat the fruit of the land, O God. Your coming is near, Heavenly Father. Help us to ready and ready and stay ready so that we can meet you on that great day. Heavenly Father, have your way, Lord. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I put every mother, every father, every child all over the world in diverse places. Oh God, you are everywhere at the same time. You see the good, you see the bad. You see the evil, oh God, and you see everything that is going on. Heavenly Father, you are only waiting, oh God, watching, because your coming is near. Help us, O God, to do what you have for us to do so that we may be caught up to meet you when you come, God. Father, hear my prayer, hear my cry. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do for all of us on this prayer line. Lord, we need you. We adore you, we magnify you, praise, and we exalt your name, because your name is worthy to be praised. Thank you, O God. Heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive, O God, and freely you give. Thank you for everything. I pray and I give you thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for joining and sharing your wonderful, wonderful nature remedy that you have given unto us, turmeric, ginger, lemon, blended together, and every morning you took it, you know, and that is natural remedy. So we just want to thank you. And my dear beloved on this line, I hope you guys are taking down these notes that you can do this, you know, when you come down with a cold, a cough, or any little thing that the body needs, you know, at a time you know that the body is telling you to go into your pantry to find all these remedies. Turmeric, it's in there. Ginger, lemon in the fridge. And all these things can come put together and you will get a remedy, a good natural remedy to relieve your illness. And thank you for that song, My Faith Looks Up to Me. The only faith and only God we can depend upon. And it's good for us to trust in him and have that faith that we know that we will overcome. Thank you again, my dear beloved. And thank you for prayer for us. All right. 857-505, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Hello, Avi Light Ministry. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised, my beloved. My beloved brothers and sisters, let's put our hands together. Let's worship him. Let's praise him. Praise him, brothers and sisters, because he is good. He's merciful. He's an awesome God. Brothers and sisters, keep me in prayer, please. Lift me up in prayer, because I have a headache at the moment. So please, lift me up in prayer. Sister Power and all the brothers and sisters on the Advent Light Ministry, thank you for opening my line. Thank you, and may God bless you all. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, Brother Eli. God is worthy to be praised. He's good, so we have to lift him up and give him all the praise that we do. And sure, we will be praying for you in more opening a prayer. You know, we are here to give praises and to bring honor to our Creator, our Heavenly Father, right? There is a line. If anyone else on the line would like to share, please, I'm asking you to raise your hand, press 1, and I will open your line. If your line is not up, I cannot open your line. So I'm asking you to press 1 that I can open your line. 843-206, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. Thank you for opening my line. And Sister Tamiko from Florida. And I would love to give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he's so worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for this precious day. I thank him for my new home. I thank the Lord for everything and for this new week. It's such a blessing to be here on the event by prayer line. I thank all my brothers and sisters for praying for me. And I would like to share with you a Bible verse from Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. Amen. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saying health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. And let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. So I'm so glad I can share this with my beloved brothers and sisters. And I just have a small health nugget to share, if it's okay, about the sunlight. Get sunlight. The sky above proclaims God's handiwork. Psalms 19, verse 1. Did you know that 90% of Americans don't get enough vitamin D, which is essential for healthy cells and bones? One reason for this is that because we don't get enough sunlight. Try to get at least 30 minutes of direct sunlight 3 days a week. If you have a darker complexion, you probably need more. And be sure to talk with your doctor first to determine how much exposure is enough and how much is too much for you. So I just wanted to let you know, and also what Sister Carla brought out about drinking water. So staying hydrated also will improve circulation in our bodies and rid our bodies of dangerous toxins. So thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. Love you all, and I ask for prayer for my family, and for this prayer line, and for everyone. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for joining us and for sharing, you know, and for caring for us. You know, all you always care for your sons and your daughters, right, on this line, and being always reading God's word. Because we do know God is merciful to each and every one of us. And he has given us everything that we need. And we have to give him the praise that due to him. And thank you for sharing, you know, one of the natural laws that God has given unto us. Sunshine,
sunlight, right? And we know without sunlight, what could happen to us? We have to depend upon God's natural sunlight, right? And we know we get vitamin D from that. So God is so good, he's so great, and he's worthy to be praised because he knows everything that we need. So we just want to thank you. Now, my dear beloved, as we are here on this line every Thursday night, we do know that we have Sister Stephanie, who used to take the health, you know, bring the portion, but she's in class at this time. And, you know, God always blesses his people, and he always gives us words of encouragement with each one of us by giving praises and to bring honor and glory to him. You know, so whether or not we know that, you know, he will send someone to us that can, you know, present the word. At this time, my dear beloved, as we are facing, nearing to listen to the word, you know, we're going to open this line. I don't know if the individual, this line will be able to present, you know, something for us, but we're going to open the line and, you know, we can do our prayer and then we will go into the message. 319-895, your line is open.
Pleasant good night, Sister Paul. Pleasant good night, brothers and sisters on Advent Light Prayer Line. I'm just heading in from work. It has been a busy day for me. So I just want to share a song. And I want to add some very wonderful presentation so far with Sister Carl and Sister I keep forgetting her name, that just came and talked about the sunlight. Sunlight is so important because sunlight helps build our immune system. And that's why a lot of people putting on sunscreen, trying to block the sun from their body. And the sunscreen is causing more damage to the body than anything else when you put on sunscreen, because it's have a lot of toxic chemical inside of it. So we don't need sunscreen. We need sunlight. So if you want to have a healthy immune system, yeah, we need to be out there and get all the vitamin D that we need, because that is one of the most essential vitamins for our body that we need. And as I heard Sister Carla mention about water, I remember this man that was locked up in prison, in one of those country in the Middle East. He was locked up, and one of the reason why they locked him up, it was like because of his, I don't remember exactly, but they locked him up. He didn't commit no crime or nothing, but they locked him up in there because of something. And he was there in prison, and he's a doctor. And while he was there in prison, a lot of people were injured, were sick, and have acid reflux and all these things going on. And all he did in the prison, he asked if he could give them water. And he gave all the people in the prison water, that have different ailments, water, just water treatment alone. And all the people, over 2,000 people, recovered their health. And he wrote a book, two books he wrote. One book, Our Body Many Cries for Water, and You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. And those books are very amazing books. I have both of them, both of these books, and I've been studying them for a while. So a lot of situation that water can do for our body, and also sunlight. So the 8 laws of health work hand in hand. If we drink water, we don't take no sunlight, and our nutrition is bad, and we don't trust in divine power, and we have a lot of problems. So we have to follow the 8 principles. I don't say 8 laws, 8 principles. 8 principles.
follow those eight principles, God will be able to keep us strong, because we wish above all things that we prosper and be in us, you so prosper. I sing this song, refer to David cry in Psalms 51, and he's creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Creating me a clean heart and purify me and purify. Creating me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not your spirit from me. Restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship you. Create in me clean heart and purify me, creating us a clean heart and purify us, creating us a clean heart. So we can worship you. Cast us not away from thy presence. Take not your spirit from us. Restore the joy of salvation so that we can worship you. Creating us a clean heart and purify us, creating us a clean heart so that we can worship you. Cast us not away from thy presence. Take not your spirit from us. Restore the joy of salvation so that we can worship. Restore the joy of salvation so that we can worship.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you won't be able to present, do the presentation, Brother Anil?
No, because
okay.
I'm still
just
driving.
Come.
I just stopped a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
because
right.
I left
okay.
for so
okay.
late, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, my dear. And thank you for that song. Yes, my dear beloved. You know what? God is good. God is merciful. Thank you, Brother Anil, for sharing, you know, I light a little more on the water and the sunshine, and also that song in Psalms 40, 51. And now is the time, my dear beloved, we listen to the song. We want to thank Brother Onir. And Psalms 51 said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, and according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from thine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. For against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. But thy mightiest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in thy inward part, and be hidden, Part thou shalt make me anew. And 10 verse said, now the song that the what we just heard, right? He said, I thy face not from me, from my sin, and blot out mine iniquity. Those are David's words, you know, to the Lord. And David come to him, and the song that we heard a while ago, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in us. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit, right? So this is our prayer and asking the Lord to create in each one of us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. So we will be going into a season of prayer. And I may be calling on few people, you know, a few of us. Let us really go down in some prayer, and then we can do some reading. God is so good. God is so great. There is so much prayer requests as we have, my dear beloved. Before we start praying, when we look about, look what is happening over the world, right? Even where we are living, we saw that something is going to happen, different changes. When we go into the store to do our shopping, we find out our things and what is happening, prices is going up. When we listen around, we heard of killing, you know. When we look at the children them don't have any respect manners to their parents and to their peers. We saw all these things is happening. We saw climate, you know, that is a big thing, you know, flooding all over. We saw earthquake all over, in which we read it in the word that these things is going to happen. And brothers and sisters, we know that the Lord is telling us soon that we must look up. Soon and very soon, we know he will appear. We saw the wickedness on the earth. And my dear beloved, while I'm telling you it's wickedness, and as we read the scripture, first in Genesis, we saw what happened took place. We saw the things happen with Noah. We read it. And, you know, those sins reach up to the Lord. And all these things, he had to do what he has to do. We saw the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord, and we saw what happened to those cities. Lord, we saw the sins of the Tower of Babel, when Noah family saw what took place with them for how many days the boat was on the water. They saw the destruction of flooding, and they still go back and do wicked sin. And we saw the destruction while we are scattered and all our languages when confounded. So dear, we know that Jesus is coming soon and very soon. And we are not setting no date, because he did not give us any date, but he said when we see these things, we know that his coming is near. So brothers and sisters, we have a time to go down in prayer, a season of prayer, because right now the world is facing trials, tribulation all over. We heard about the big earthquake in Morocco. Over 2,800 people died from that earthquake, and they are still looking for people. So we know we have to go on our knee praying and asking the Lord to keep those individuals who is alive, those family who is alive, homeless right now, everything they have lost. We also saw a big flood in Libya and other cities around there, where Arab, I am telling you, the whole district, the whole area the houses, the manufacturers, the cars, the buses, the people, they were all in flood, and there was over 2,000 people lost their life in those earthquakes all over. And when we see this thing, we say, God, the Lord said, look up our redemptions right near. And as we are on this line studying God's word and said, you know what is going to happen? All we heard, climate change. And when we listen to that, the next big drama will be facing the world is the national Sunday law. And we know that all these things is adding up for the natural Sunday law. And we know when that comes is the mark of the beast, my dear beloved. So there is no time for us to sit down and said we have time. The time is now where we have to make it right, because when the mark of the beast start come on and the national Sunday law is forth, you know that is the seven last plague we'll be facing. And at that time, as Sister Carla said, we have to be ready, right? Ready now. Not preparation time. Now is to be ready every minute. And it is now, and for us to carry the message. So we will be going into a season of prayer. And I will be calling on few prayer warrior on this line so that they can help me to, you know, organize. And as we pray for these things and these individuals, you know, this is the moment. So we are going to sing a song. A little song before we go into the prayer. Let us see if I can try it. Sweet hour of prayer. I don't remember the verse. Yes, my dear beloved, let us really pray. There are so much things for us to pray for, and we just hope that the Holy Spirit tonight will abide with each one of us as we lift up these words of encouragement. Make I see if I find it. Sweet hour of prayer. This book here. Oh, why my eyes? Stand up. Okay, stand. 618. I'm going to do a different one. 618. All right. My eyes start burning. All right, I'm just going to sing one verse of this, right? We have to stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus, he soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer last. From victory unto victory, his mighty shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is the Lord in thee. All right, just one verse I'm going to sing. Let's pray. Most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, we come before you this evening, Esther on Thursday, to give you praises for your words of encouragement that you have given unto us as we read your words, Lord, in Genesis 1, that you have made provision for your sons and your daughter. We just want to give you thanks. We want to give you praises. We want to thank you, Lord, that you gave us a message to go out in the village to share amongst our brothers and our sisters. And you said to us, you wish above all things that your children will prosper and be in good health. We want to thank you, Lord, for that river of water that you promised your children all over the world, that one day soon and very soon, we will drink of that clear water, river, water that will not be purified, Lord Jesus, from this world, but will be purified from you, because you are the one, Lord, who turned that water into wine, and it was a better tasting wine from the wine of the world. So we want to thank you. And also, dear Lord, we want to thank you for that tree of life that you're going to restore once more for your sons and your daughter. If we are faithful, that we will eat of that tree, Lord, and it will bear 12 manner of fruits every month, and it will be the healing of the nation, and we will have fresh fruit, fresh mangoes, fresh apples, fresh grapes, Lord, and the grape them will be so large, dear Lord, with seed. So we just want to give you thanks for that and for those promises. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words that you told us, that when we saw the earthquake, the famine, the flood, and all the fires that is happening now, you told us to look up, redemption draw it nigh. But your coming is near. You did not give us a day, but you said your coming is near. So this evening, we, your children, come before you to give you thanks for the laws of health that you have given unto us. And this is obedient to Christ and to your commandment that you have given unto Moses, Lord, to come down to tell the people, Lord, to keep your commandment. And we saw that the commandment that you have given unto us is broken, Lord Jesus, and man want to form their own commandment. But we just want to thank you, and we know that the day is coming, dear Lord, soon and very soon, Lord, that this will be done, and you said everything will be done, but only those who will be obedient to your will enter into that covenant with you. So we just want to thank you for that. Heavenly Father, this evening as we come, listen to our brothers and our sisters, dear Father, who come and present themselves to you, present the blessing and the mercies that you have blessed them with so much, Lord. They come to share and to read your word and to sing praises unto you. And we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for traveling mercies. We want to thank you for healing us, Lord Jesus, who was sick. We thank you for a successful surgery. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for providing for us our many means. And now, dear Father, as we sit at the welcome table to receive a new bread, fresh bread from heaven, we ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each one of us so that we will feel that Spirit, Lord, on with us, and we will able to commune with you and also to share with others. This evening, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your protection to Brother O'Neill, driving from work, Lord, giving traveling mercies. We thank you for Sister Carla, Lord. You gave her traveling mercies to her mission, that they were on their mission trip for last week. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Barnaby. You protect her from going to work. You brought her back home safely. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for Sister Cantinelli and her brother who went to the nursing home this morning to take care of their brother. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your mercies. Lord, we thank you for Brother Eli, as he is not feeling well at this time. Continue to bless him as he pray for his mother, himself, Brother Shark, Jari, and all the others. Lord, we praise this. We thank you for Sister Tamiko, who are giving you praises for our new houses and your protection towards her and her daughter, and we are asking you for continued blessings upon her. Thank you for Sister Leola, who was sick, and Lord, you have touched her body, and she's feeling much better. Thank you for Brother Ray on his job, Lord. Nicole at school. Lord, you are so good, Lord. We present the young people to you, Lord, Brother Shiloh and Sister Brother Jarvis, Lord, and Shiloh, Lord, we ask you to keep those young people so that they will remember your word. We lift up Sister Arlene to you, Lord, and Sister Jackie and Sister Lovely and Brother Sears at Louisiana. We lift up Jarvis, Lord Jesus. Continue to bless him and all those who we bless, was blessed under the bridge. We lift them up to you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Sister Carla, Lord, with her garden, preparing the food and reaping her peppermints and tea, and also her salary and what she plants, Lord, to be, you know, a blessing to our Lord. We just want to thank you. Lord, we lift up Brother Richardson and Sister Richardson. We are asking you, Lord, to bring back our wonderful brother and sister on the line that we can hear them, that they can give praises and bring honor, and we can all share together. We lift them up to you. So this evening, dear Lord, as we present Sister Brenda and Brother John, praising you for what you have done. He have a testimony to give you, to let you know that once he was actually on the dying bed, but you have raised him up, and raised him up not just to be hope, but raising up that he can present the gospel message to those who he come contact, and giving you praises and bring honor to you. So this day we lift them up to you. Lift up Sister Stephanie at school. Lord, give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as she excels greatly, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for your protection towards her and her children. And now, dear Lord, we lift up Sister Parlene in Jamaica, who had published a book, Lord, of her life in the classroom for all many years, Lord, teaching these little children. And now, Lord, you can have a review of what you have done for her. Continue to bless her and keep her. We also lift up the project in Jamaica, dear Lord, the Rosie Housing, Lord. We know it paused a little, but we are depending upon you, Lord. You can do all things. And this evening, Lord, as we come to you and lift up young Alex, Lord, what he's going through as a young 18-year-old who had built, Lord, actually a little mansion for a poor person as an 18-year-old with the help of support, Lord, from donors, Lord, and from Advent Light, and all of us who put together to build that house and to encourage that little young man. And when we listen to his story, dear Lord, the enemy was trying. But Heavenly Father, this moment we come to you and ask you, Lord, to allow your spirit to reign upon with him and give him the strength, dear Lord, that he will continue despite of what took place, Lord. He will continue to be a beacon for you, Lord, and to continue to do your daily work, Lord. So continue to pour your blessing. And as we pray for him, Lord, right now, we ask you to dispatch your angels to give him the strength to touch that 19-year-old now and strengthen him, so that he will go on to do your mission that you have given unto him. Heavenly Father, continue to bless, Lord, all of us on this line. You know every one of them. Brother Rick, Lord, Lord, bless, keep him, Lord. Ashley, we place in your care. You know everything about Ashley. Brother John, who Brother Rick is studying with, we ask you to allow the Holy Spirit to teach him your truth, that he will accept it, Lord, and have a personal relationship with you. And also, dear Lord, we present all those who are in disaster area in Morocco and also Libya and other parts of the world. We present them in your care. Bless them, keep them, guide them, and protect them. Provide for them, we pray. And everyone of the world in the world is sick, Lord. Those who are in the hospital, the doctors, the nurses, Lord, we present the policemen, them to you. They come, the street cleaners, them to you, dear Father. We present everyone to you. They are your people, Lord. All those who are changing your rainbow that you are placing the earth, and they are misusing what the rainbow is, what it stands for. We are asking you to touch their heart, Lord. They are your children. You have created them. So we ask you, Lord, to bring them back into the truth so that they will have a relationship with you. Continue to bless us, keep us, guide us this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yes, my dear beloved, I'm going up. Wow. I am going to All right, I'm going to open this line. Can you lead us in another prayer for me? I open this line. Can you lead us in another prayer, my dear beloved?
Yes. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, we come before you this evening, O God, nothing in our hands we bring, unworthy and holy and done nothing good. But because of your grace and your mercy, Lord, we are here just to ask you for forgiveness. So, Lord, as we come, Lord, you know why we come. I put this whole world into your hand, God, all over the world in diverse places. So many are sick, O God, so many are suffering. Lord, so many need you, Lord, so many need your hands, your healing hands, oh God. So please, Jesus, reach out and touch and made whole. Lord, anoint each and every one from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God, creating all of us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us, oh God. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation. And uphold us with your free spirit. Lord, you are worthy. We are unworthy, O God. We are unholy. O God, we need you, Father. Please, Jesus, reach out and touch us, O God, and heal us. Sanctify and cleanse us, O God. Forgive us of our sins. Lord, I put all the schools into your hand this evening, O God. You see all the schools, all the teachers, all the students. Oh, God, I put all the policemen before you this evening, Heavenly Father. All the teachers, oh, God, all the doctors, all the nurses, all the hospitals, all the nursing homes, oh, Jesus, and all the seniors' apartment. Heavenly Father, I put every institution into your hand this evening. I'm asking you, oh, God, to touch your people, to heal your people, sanctify and cleanse your people, oh, God. Heavenly Father, we need you. We need no one else but you, Lord, in time like this. We need you. We need you. You're the only one we can call upon. You're the greatest God. You're the sympathizing Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. You can cure every sickness, oh God, and every disease. And you can make each one whole. Heavenly Father, you make the blind man to see, the lame man to walk, oh God. You make the crippled man take up his bed and walk. So, Heavenly Father, there is nothing impossible with you. Lord, with you all things are possible. So we come to you this evening, Lord. Be with every child. You see the little children, them, oh God. They are your precious jewels. I'm asking you to lay your hand upon them. Keep them from accident. Keep them from danger. Keep them from evil seen and unseen, dear God. Lord, some of them do not know better. They are little children, oh God. They need to be trained by your holy word, the holy scriptures, oh God, and prayer over them to keep them in the path of righteousness. Lord, be with every mother, every father, every child, all over the world in diverse places. They need your help. We need you. help. We need your counseling. We need your guidance. We need your protection, Jesus. Because without you, Lord, there is nothing we can do. Lord, the end of time is near. Help us to be ready and stay ready, oh God, so that we may be fully converted, so that when you come, we will not be running to and fro, but we will hail you as our God, because we have long waited for you. Lord, be on this prayer line, oh God. I put each and every one of us on this prayer line, along with our families, into your hand. Lord, you see our need. Help us, oh God, reach out and touch us. Take full control of us, oh God, and lead us into the path of righteousness. Lord, heal the sick, feed the hungry, close the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive, oh God, and freely you give. Lord, there are so many things going on. Fire, water, oh God, killing. Oh Lord, so many are losing their lives. So many disasters all over the world. Father God, you tell us about these things when you're soon to come. But all you said to look up because your redemption draw at night. So Lord, help us to take heed and to do what you say to do. Keep your commandment, oh God, and let them be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, help us to hide your word in our heart so that we might not sin against you. So but we must just glorify you in our body and our spirit, which are yours. Heavenly Father, take away pride, take away self, take away malice, take away all the dirty attitude from us, God. Wash us and cleanse us in your precious blood so that we may be clean. Lord, help us to be faithful, to be true, to be kind, to be loving, to be sharing, oh God. And Lord, help us to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. We are your children. Lord, help us to enter into your gate with thanksgiving and into your court with praise. Help us to glorify your name, so your name is good, and there is nothing good like your name. Thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do, I pray. And I give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for praying for each and every one. God, hear our prayer. He said if we come to him with a humble heart, is he willing to hear and answer? So our desire now, each one of us, is to remember that, have faith in him, and he will hear and he will answer according to his will. Now, dear Lumi, we will go into just a few words, you know, not very long, because we are almost here, 8:58. You know, closing time, but we will just present from the Minister of Healing, and this reading is coming from Development and Service. Just a little portion. It says, Christian life is more than many take it to be. It does not consist wholly of gentleness, patience, meekness, and kindness. These graces are essential, but there is a need also of courage, force, energy, and perseverance. The part that Christ marked out is a marrow, self-denying part. To enter that part and press on through difficulties and discouragement requires men who are more than weaklings. So Christ doesn't want us to be weaklings. He wants us to have the energy that we can go out and do his will. God desires us to make use of every opportunity for securing a preparation for his work. He expects us to put all energy into his performance and to keep our hearts alive to his sacredness and his fairness responsible. Many who are qualified to do excellent work accomplish little because they attempt little. Thousands press through life as if they had no great object for which to live, no high standard to reach. But because we are expecting a high standard, we are expecting God to be with us so what he can do his mighty work that he have given unto us, my dear beloved. So our aim and our goal is, and our desire is to place our heart, our mind, our soul with Christ, believe and have faith to trust him in every circumstance that we may be able to stand on that great day. So we just want to thank you this evening as we come up to the end of our program. Let us continue to pray for one another, lift up one another, and we know that, and be faithful, God is able to do all things. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this gathering. Continue to bless us, continue to keep up. And as we are preparing to go to bed, Lord, help us, Lord, that we will have a good sleep, wake tomorrow morning to give you praise and to bring honor to you. Thank you for hearing. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, have a blessed night, and we will just close out. Thank you.